20 minutes now before 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. We are still in the midst of a global pandemic, and a lot of people, especially older adults, have concerns about going into the doctor's office. Sometimes you have to go. You've got a health issue that pops up, and you need to have it checked out. And here to discuss how telehealth is helping to keep patients connected with their doctors is Dr. Sarubh Bhatnagar, Chief Medical Officer and Head of Technology and Performance at United Healthcare, Medicare, and Retirement. Dr. Bhatnagar, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. Let's talk a little bit about telehealth. I think people are getting to understand more and more what telehealth is and how it works. How does it help patients connect with their doctors during this difficult time?
Telehealth is a great way to see your doctor without necessarily being in the same location. So in this time of COVID-19 and social distancing and a shift in how people are accessing healthcare, it's a good way to be able to see your provider just using the technology that you have at hand. So your smartphone or tablet or computer, and it's easy and convenient because your doctor can see you from the comfort of your own home, for example. And it's not just for urgent care, but it can also be scheduled in advance. So I'd really encourage folks to talk to their provider about if telehealth is an option for them.
I know for some older adults, technology can be a barrier. Are older adults actively engaging in telehealth?
Absolutely. Well, last year we saw less than 0.1% of our Medicare members were regularly using telehealth. Just in the last couple of months, we've seen that over 12% of United Healthcare Medicare members are seeing their doctors via telehealth. But for any age group, any new-to-you technology can be intimidating, and research does show that over 62% of older adults own a smartphone, and a staggering 88% are on those devices daily. So the technology of the device, the cell phone or the tablet or the computer, we know that older Americans are using those devices. And so what we're doing proactively is to get our Medicare members comfortable with using telehealth using that same technology. And while there may be barriers, what we really see telehealth as an opportunity to connect people to healthcare.
What are some circumstances under which somebody should consider a telehealth visit? And what would you want patients to know if they haven't done it before?
Before doing that first telehealth visit, what people may not realize is that most folks are using telehealth for follow-up care with their own doctors. So in April, for example, we saw that over 70% of members are talking to their regular doctor that they're used to seeing face-to-face. They have a comfortable experience with that doctor. They have a relationship with that doctor. And they're using that technology for a lot of routine follow-up care and non-emergent care, such as seasonal allergies or pink eye, rashes, or even behavioral health. And for example, have been doing telehealth for the last 3 years or so, and I've even seen patients who are following up with me regarding their headaches. On the other hand, telehealth is not really good for any emergent care, such as chest pain or severe burns. Then it's better to go into your doctor's office. But again, I would recommend folks talk to their provider prior to doing that.
Yeah. Is this a trend that's going to stay with us? And I feel, Doctor, like a lot of technology that we're using, a lot of modifications that we've had to make in the last few months are things where we kind of go, aha, we can keep doing this even if there's not a global pandemic. Do you think telehealth is one of those things that's going to stick around?
I really believe telehealth is here to stay. And while we may not see the numbers as high as we have seen during this COVID-19 pandemic, what people have found during this time is that telehealth is easy and convenient to use. So folks that have never tried it before, I would just recommend a few things. Don't be intimidated. And while telehealth may be new, approach it as you would an in-person visit. So doing a few simple things such as preparing ahead of time, getting your technology ready, the smartphone, the tablet or computer that we talked about, making sure you listen to and read any setup instructions from your provider's office prior to that visit. Have your list of medications and medical history handy, and then finally review any next steps and treatment plan after you've had that visit. And what you may find is during that convenient visit via telehealth that your provider sends a prescription to your local pharmacy electronically or even refers you to specialty and follow-up care.
There you go. There certainly are some limitations. I mean, you always want to, you know, do, you know, whether it's blood work or, you know, blood pressure check, temperature check. Those are things you can't necessarily do through telehealth, but you can tell a lot just by looking at a patient and talking to a patient, can't you?
Absolutely. And the advantage of telehealth is that it allows you not to just do that audio visit, listen to the patient, but also be able to see that patient and also be able to see what they're talking about. For example, if there's a rash, they can point their camera at that rash and be able to visualize it. The provider can visualize it. And also what I've found in my own practice is I get to see barriers that a member may be seeing in their own home. So, for example, if I'm evaluating an older American for falls risk, then they are able to show me the surroundings in their home. Are there any rugs on the floor? What does their setup in their kitchen look like? All of these things that I would not have easy access to be able to visualize. Now that member can show me around their house, and then I can talk to them about how best to think through some of those conditions and how best to set up their home, for example.
Great use of technology. Absolutely. Doctor, if people have questions about telehealth, where can they get more information?
I would recommend folks continue to stay curious on telehealth. And so we're going to be providing as much information as we can on telehealthuhc.com. And on there, we'll continue to provide information regarding education, how best to approach a telehealth visit, whether telehealth may be right for you, and also some additional information as folks get more comfortable to using telehealth.
Telehealthuhc.com. We'll check it out. Doctor, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having me. Have a great day.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.